Welcome back in to the Home Team and Hamilton Show, live from the WellStar Health System Studios. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care. Really excited to talk to this next individual. He is a man who is a very important figure, not just here in Atlanta, but in the world today. He is an attorney. He is a law changer. He is a social justice activist. He is vice president of the NAACP Atlanta chapter. He is also one of our own graduate of Woodward Academy, an Oxford College, Emory University graduate. And this man has a quote that I really love, as he's been quoted as saying, "The public's trust is something not to be toyed with." I like that one. And I like the opportunity to talk to this man. He's attorney Gerald Griggs, who joins us here on the Home Team in Hamilton Show, here on Extra 106.3. Gerald, how you doing this fine Friday morning?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you guys. Been listening to the show for a long time. It's an honor to be on the show.
Thank you for your time. There's a whole lot going on, and you are a man that I talked to earlier this week. And first, tell us what you have going on. You are part of some things that are going on today and that will be going on Monday right here in the city of Atlanta.
So we've been a part of the now 14 days of protests here in the city of Atlanta with the young people who've been organizing this. So we have marches set up for 5 o'clock at Centennial Park. We have a march set up tomorrow at noon at Centennial Park and another one at 5. And then we have an organizing meeting at 10 o'clock at Flipper Temple. And then, of course, Monday, the NAACP is having a march on Georgia, which will start at the Richard B. Russell Building at 9 a.m., and go to the Capitol to demand police transparency and accountability and protection of our voting rights. So we are very engaged and so thankful for the young people that have maintained the line in the street, peaceful and nonviolent. And we are sending a message to our elected officials that we are tired of the cover-up and the lack of police accountability in the state of Georgia as well as the entire nation.
What goes into putting a rally, a march, a protest together?
It's a lot of planning, a lot of strategizing, and then mobilization. So, of course, we have to get with the central planning group to determine what the route will be, where we're going, what our demands are. Then we have to mobilize, which means we have to get the information out to the people, tell them where they need to congregate. And then we have to actually put the event on. We have to maintain security for the event. We have to make sure that we have marshals. We have some contact with law enforcement to make sure that they, you know, stay where they're going to be, but they understand that we are exercising our First Amendment rights. So it's a lot that goes on. Many people just see the news coverage, but that's only 10% of what's actually happening on the ground. And it's a beautiful event to be in. We had a march yesterday in Piedmont Park, which brought about almost 2,000 people. And it's just the energy inside the protest. We had a live band. Of course, we've had celebrities there, but mainly it's been the young people between the ages of 16 and 30 that bring the energy and the demands.
Gerald, how are the locations decided or established or where you guys are going to march?
Sometimes there's a targeted location, like the protest we attempted to have at the police department, but many times it's focused on the powerful. So mainly it goes to the city, it goes to City Hall or it goes to the state capitol, because we know that's how you influence policy and legislative change. So, you know, many other protests have been generated there. Sometimes people generate them at the governor's mansion or at the centers of commercial power, which would be the malls, but it just depends. But, you know, 99% of the time, it is a strategic decision on where the protests will be centered.
Talking to attorney Gerald Griggs right here on the Home Team in Hamilton Show here on the SportsX. We've seen recently athletes, the NFL, people talking about giving monies. We're going to cut a check. We're going to fight racism and social injustice and police reform with a check. What are your opinions of that? And for folks who do say that their money is going to do something, where should those funds go?
Yes, And I mean, I'm hearing a lot of conversation around the NFL, and I'm glad they're finally listening, but we've been in a boycott for 3.5 years, and they know what organizations do the real work. They attempted to have a conversation with Roger Goodell in 2016 with Color Change, the NAACP, National Action Network, and a host of other organizations that actually do this work. So when you start talking about cutting a check, I think the Players Coalition, and I think that other entities that are just now getting involved in this work need to talk to the people that have been doing this work for years, some of us for decades. So when you start talking about money, and I'm particularly talking about the Atlanta Falcons at this point, when you start talking about money, there is one organization that has been doing social justice and civil rights for 100 years in this town, and that's the Atlanta NAACP. So when you want to have a conversation about protest, you want to have a conversation about social justice and policy change, it starts with us.
Have you had conversations with anybody with the Falcons in the organization?
No. We sent a letter directly to Arthur Blank a few years ago, and we haven't heard back. We have had conversations with the Atlanta Hawks, and we're thankful that Lloyd Pierce reached out. We're hopeful to build a partnership there. But the other sports teams in town need to make sure that if they're going to get in this space, they need to speak to the organizers, the young folks, and the historic organizations that have been doing this work. The SCLC is headquartered here. We partner with them and Dr. Charles Steele, who heads Dr. King's historic organization. Of course, the NAACP is here, and we've been doing this work. And then there are grassroots organizations that are doing this work, Solutions Not Punishment, Song, who've been doing this work for years. So I just think that it's incumbent upon the leaders in these sports organizations to reach out to the folks that are actually doing the work and then to partner with them so the work gets done. Because in Atlanta alone, there are 17 high-profile police brutality cases, 13 of which happened from the Atlanta Police Department. 7 of them are police-involved shootings that ended in deaths. This is a problem in Atlanta. We can no longer sweep it under the rug. And if the Falcons or the Braves or the Hawks or any other organization wants to get involved, they need to contact the people that are doing the work.
Atlanta attorney, law changer, social justice activist, Gerald Griggs, joining us here on the Home Team and Hamilton Show, Extra 106.3.
And Gerald, that's really, really good stuff about, you know, our pro teams. I would like to ask you, how does a partnership with one of those organizations, how would that look? What does that look like?
Well, it looked like a conversation at first so we can start talking about the needs. I mean, Atlanta has a lot of needs. We have the greatest wealth inequality of any city in the United States. So there's a lot of needs that need to be addressed. Of course, we need to address police reform. There are legislators who are introducing a use of force act down at the Capitol on Monday. So the partnership would look like making sure we fund the work on the ground to organize, to establish systemic change because we have a systemic problem. So the first thing would be a phone call, then a meeting, then presence at the protests, then, of course, opening your arenas and your organizational headquarters to the activists and to the folks in the community that need help. Atlanta has a real bad homeless problem. Maybe we start, you know, a monthly feeding of the homeless. We've been doing that at Hurt Park for 3-4 years. It's a lot of things that can be done, and that partnership would help, you know, show Atlanta as being the city too busy to hate by actually doing the work. You know, another organization, Love Beyond Walls, has been doing this work for 7 years, feeding the homeless and engaging with our unhoused population and the individuals that suffer the most at the hands of police brutality. So, you know, that type of partnership, we already have the programs. You don't have to invent new programs. Mm-hmm. You know, I heard that our quarterback, Matt Ryan, has given $500,000 to social justice organizations, but I don't know which social justice organization he's given that to. And I do remember certain statements that Matt Ryan made when the protests first started. So you got to start by apologizing to the folks that you demeaned by downing their protests. And for the NFL, no conversation should start without the person who started the protest, and that's Colin Kaepernick. So if we're going to start talking about apologies, the first apology goes to Mr. Kaepernick. He needs to have an opportunity to pursue his career, and then we stand behind him because he's the leader in this space when it comes to athletes standing up for, against police brutality.
Atlanta attorney, law changer, social justice activist, Gerald Griggs joining us here on the Home Team and Hamilton Show. here on Extra 106.3. So when you say that Matt Ryan and certain people need to address grievances, how do you talk about bringing people together? Because a lot of people like Matt Ryan. They think what he's done has been something, you know, that's very positive. With him being a white player and a white quarterback here in the city of Atlanta, how do you make sure you don't rub people, per se, the wrong way by saying maybe there's more he needs to do?
Well, I mean, I appreciate our white allies coming in this space, but you have to understand that this space is about black people airing their grievances that have been happening for 400 years. So you don't need to center yourself in this conversation. The center is already filled. You need to be an ally. So I'm not trying to rub anybody the wrong way. What I'm saying is this is a conversation that needs to happen for black people and people of color who have been systemically oppressed for 400 years. Now that our message has reached the highest possible level, we need our allies to help us not center themselves. So I appreciate the $500,000. I would appreciate more transparency as to where it's going and what programs we're going to actually do, because when we talk social justice, you can't talk social justice without dealing with systems of oppression and dismantling those systems of oppression. So if the $500,000 is going to lobbying to change laws, the $500,000 is going to police accountability programs and partnerships that implement the 21st Century Police Initiative that the Obama administration came up with in 2015, then you're talking about social justice. But if the money is going to an organization that does not do this work, then we have a serious problem.
Talking to attorney Gerald Griggs here on the Home Team and Hamilton Show, Extra 106.3.
Gerald, when is a protest over? I'm asking that because I think that we kind of got it relaxed a little bit and kind of forgot what, you know, started off by with Colin Kaepernick and what he did in 2016. And all of a sudden, there weren't a lot of protests, or it wasn't people really talking about it. Now it came back to the forefront. When is it over? When do you stop? When you stop? When you get the demands that you want? Or does a protest ever go to a movement? When is the end of protesting?
Yeah, and I think what is a problem is the media has not fully covered the movement. The movement never stopped.
Okay.
You know, and so, you know, I'm glad people are joining the movement, but trust me, the movement never stopped. And so the movement will not stop. The protests will stop when the demands are met. And the powerful in this city know what the demands are. We're demanding accountability through the implementation of the Obama 21st Century Police Initiative, which has 94 recommendations that no police department in this nation have fully implemented. It has six pillars. We're also demanding legislation that addresses the issue of qualified immunity, which prevents these families from getting justice. We're asking them to strip sovereign immunity so that police departments can be held responsible. So there is a clear, delineated list of demands, and the young people have made it clear they are not leaving the streets until the demands are met. So for the people that are just seeing the protests are just the outward sign of the internal movement that is going on. So I'm just glad that people are now taking a firm look at this. It took the killing of our dear brother Ahmaud. It took the killing of our dear sister Breonna Taylor and the killing of George Floyd. But there are other names that people in Atlanta don't know, like Jamarian Robinson, like DeAndre Phillips, like Ingle Shaw. Of course, our dear brother Deatrick Griffin, who was killed 1 week before the Super Bowl, that was here in Atlanta. Our dear brother Jimmy Atchison, which was killed a few days before the Super Bowl here in Atlanta. Veltavious Griggs. We have Mark Hampton, Jermaine Jackson, D'Angelo Martin, Christian Todd, Christian Etlin. And those are just a few of the names of pending cases. You know, there are other ones like Katherine Johnson that's way back in 2006. So Atlanta's had this problem. So to answer your question, when will the protest stop? The protest will stop when the killings stop. And so we need to address the systemic problem in this town that gave rise to this movement in this town and around the country.
Your thoughts on sports and athletes using their platforms. We've seen, we talked about Matt Ryan. We've seen Trey Young in Oklahoma City. He couldn't get to Atlanta with the pandemic protocols. We did see some Atlanta Hawks come back and participate in the protest with LeBron James and others are doing. What do you think the blending of not just being a part of the protest, but getting the change, the grievances met and the demands met as it infuses with sports and sports entertainment and the power and platforms that athletes have?
I think it's very worthwhile what a generation of athletes are doing. They're doing it in the spirit of Muhammad Ali, in the spirit of Jim Brown, and I applaud LeBron James. He's been on the front line for a long time. I applaud Trey Young for using and amplifying his voice as a star in this city, and I applaud the ones that are finally coming to the forefront. I applaud the Falcons who are now standing up, but we need you guys to show up. And so by showing up means being an ally to the leaders in the movement. That means showing up to these families, Jimmy Acheson, Beltavious Griggs, Oscar Kane, Kane Rogers. Allyship means elevating their cases and then being present at the planning meetings using their platforms. So I appreciate the young millennials' voices on the Hawks team that are elevating these cases. I appreciate the superstars, like I said, LeBron. Thank you, Michael Jordan, for now using your voice about it, about systemic racism. You know, I haven't seen many Braves players, so hopefully we'll see that. And thank you, Bubba Wallace. I mean, the statement he made in NASCAR speaks volumes of the power of this movement. So we need more athletes like Bubba Wallace. We need more athletes that will stand up clear-throated and be unapologetic in this moment and demand change. And that's what we're hoping from our athletes here in Atlanta that are in the birthplace of Dr. King. If you're in the birthplace of Dr. King and you are a sports star in Atlanta, you owe it to this city to stand up full-throated and say Black Lives Matter, and I will be a part of this movement for change.
Gerald, we certainly appreciate your time. Hopefully, this will not be the last time you join us. We love to get you in studio one more time for the things that you have and will be a part of this weekend and Monday as well so that the people can get it one more time.
Okay, there's a planning meeting tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Flipper Temple, which is right off of Northside Drive at 10 o'clock. Then there's a protest at Centennial Park for our dear brother Kendrick Johnson from down in Valdosta. On Monday, there's a huge protest march and rally for change. It will start at the Richard B. Russell Building. That's the Georgia NAACP. Richard B. Russell Building, 9 a.m. We'll march from the Richard B. Russell Building to the Capitol. And then next Friday, a caravan is coming up from Southeast Georgia with our dear brother Ahmaud Arbery to send a message that we need hate crime legislation in Georgia and we need the repeal of the citizen's arrest statute. That will be at 1 o'clock, starting at the State Bar on Friday, going to the Capitol. And all between that, there will continue to be sustained protests. So if you want to get involved, come join us at the Atlanta NAACP, www.nacpatlanta.org, or you can follow me on all social platforms at Attorney Griggs, ATTORNEYGRIGGS.
Walk the halls of Oxford College of Emory University. Walk the halls of Woodward Academy as a War Eagle. Vice President of the NAACP, Atlanta chapter. Social justice activist, law changer, and an attorney here for change. He's Attorney Gerald Griggs. Gerald, brother, we appreciate your time, and we certainly hope to see and talk to you soon.
I appreciate you guys, and hopefully at some point we'll get back to the sports and we can start talking about the Bulldogs.
All the Yellow Jackets.
I had to get that one in.
So that's good stuff, Gerald. That's good stuff, man.
Gerald Griggs, we thank you for his time. We got to have him back on. I want to get him in the studio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a Georgia boy now. And he played football. He's a football player. So,
oh, man, I love it. You love it. You love it.
But you like to see that, man.
And he's got his ducks in a row. And, I mean, he's in the foxhole, home team.